if he doesn't, you know, he sent his son, and he didn't. We didn't love him, but he loved us and sent his son. And he did more than that. He caused us to hear the gospel. And then he gave us the faith to believe the gospel, because many hear the gospel and do not believe. Is that in faith, by grace you are saved, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. You have to be created in such a way that you can even receive the gospel. Yeah, your heart has to be prepared in such a way that you can even hear the truth and love it. I'm sorry. Without God, it is impossible to be saved. It's 100% His work. There's nothing I can do to save myself. Except use those tools that God gives me. But to even be able to use the tools, He's got to give me the power to use the tools. He's got to give me the knowledge to use the tools. It's all coming from Him. Because God is not just, this isn't just like, oh, the world's gone astray and I want to save some and I guess I'll throw my son into the mix. No. God has a very specific plan for all this. He's raising sons. And that's His focus. He's raising sons of God. And the rest are going to be destroyed. God doesn't know, He doesn't owe anything to anyone. Least of all me. He only owes it to Himself and to His Word. To His truth, He owes it. To what He purposed, He owes. But to me, as a man, everything I have, I received of God. From my very life, to my mind, to the flesh, everything. If the world had been one iota different, I never would have been born. You know? Let's see. Yeah, I saw a movie. What was it? I forgot what it was called. It was like The Sound of Thunder. And it was like, the plot was a time machine thing, right? And they were going back in time to hunt dinosaurs. And someone accidentally killed a butterfly in the ancient times. That's all they did, was kill a butterfly. And it so changed the world that, you know, after this whatever science fiction nonsense, but it utterly changed the world. You know? One little detail off. And it's true, though. In the sense of that God has purposed the world. If it had been any different, how could He predict the end of it? If it could just randomly change at any point. Because of man's decision. I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to decide for Christ. The world just changed. What a bunch of vain nonsense. This is love. Not that we loved God, but He loved us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and love is perfected in us. What it means is, people, James says, if a man say, I don't think it was James actually, well, wait a second. I don't know exactly where it's written, but it's written. You know, how can a guy, if we say, I think John actually writes this, so it's probably coming up. You know, you say you love God, and you hate your brother. How can you say you love someone you've never seen, and you don't love someone you do see? So if God has loved us and shown His love to us, we ought to love one another. Now, no one has seen God at any time. Again, this is coming from someone who claims the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus Christ is God. But again, no man has really seen God, the Father, ever. Except in the face of the Son. You know, in Him is the only thing you're ever going to see of the Father. Otherwise, you'll never see God. God is a Spirit. And God sends forth His Spirit. And God sent forth His Son. He sent forth the Spirit of His dear Son. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. God is one. To me, I just made a face like, who? You know, it's like, how is it all? You know, it says Jesus is the intercessor between God and man, and Jesus is certainly God, but it also says, now an intercessor is not of one, but God is one. So there's an intercessor between God and man who is God, but God is one. And there's no intercessor when there's no two parties. You can't have God interceding between God. Even so, that's what it says. So there are some ways, I think there are ways in which, this is around God, the laws of the universe don't mean anything, and they begin to break down. And even the so-called laws of logic, people want to bind God even with logic. But God can, I know this is going to, you know, to people, to me this would sound funny in the past, the way I used to think, but God can even defy logic. He can. Wait, you can't do that. You know, I remember reading a book saying, you know, you can't. And I see that, but you know what? What we think is logical is not necessarily so. I know there's some older timers to whom these developments of this age is very troubling, you know, this postmodern era. The things the minds are bringing, I know it troubles. But you know what? We can't defy logic, you know? God can. Because, again, it's God, whatever the laws of the universe are, God made those laws. Just like logic. God defines what's logical. And we live in a logical world. And we couldn't imagine that God could do things outside of those laws that we perceive. Because we have never seen anything work outside those laws. Yeah, we could imagine like an axe floating, because we've seen things that look like axes floating. But if we really understood the nature of an axe, we wouldn't be able to imagine it floating. The density it's impossible, you know. And so on and so forth. But, you know, not to go, I don't want to digress any more than I already have. But God is not seen. Okay? So, we got to love one another. And that'll show that God lives in us. And also show that we love God because we love one another. Verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. He's the Savior of the world. Doesn't mean he's going to save the whole world. What it means is the whole world, there's only one way for them to be saved. Jews, Greeks, again, I think in his time they were very mindful of the fact that it was no longer just them who God was sent to, but also to the whole world.